Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 3rd, 2017. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
In the name of Jesus Christ, my dear friends and fellow believers, before we again see a visual recording of Matthew chapter 15, I want to read these verses to remind the children for the children's devotion coming up here. It says, Jesus left that place and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon, and there a Canaanite woman from that territory came out and kept crying out, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. A demon is severely tormenting my daughter." But he did not answer her a word. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I now invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion with this picture here. Morning. Good morning. Is it early enough for you already? Yeah, it's hard to wake up in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a picture of Jesus that's in my office. I keep it in my office, and sometimes what happens is when you pray, well, hi, come on, there's time, there's room. Sure. Sometimes when you pray, you kind of wonder, you know, who am I talking to? Am I just talking to the ceiling? So I have this picture. Oh, are you all right? You okay? Can I startle you? Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we carpeted this, aren't you? Yeah, yeah. So, I have here a picture of Jesus. Now, just so you know, there's some things attached here to the picture of Jesus because I had to tell you, some people, and when I was little, I'm one of these people. In fact, just last week, I was one of these people who prays to Jesus, and sometimes you forget some things. For instance, some people pray to Jesus, and they say, Jesus, I'm kind of sad. Can you please make me feel a little bit better? And, well, sometimes I don't feel better right away. So then some people stop praying to Jesus. Or how about this one? Jesus, I'm kind of scared. I was wondering if you could kind of help me at this next place I'm going to be at, and you're still scared, and you don't get unscared. Oh, man. Or, Jesus, I really need some money. I got to have some money. I got to go. Where you got to go? What's a nice place to spend money at? Yeah?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. That's a great place for money. What else? Anyone else? I'm telling you, ziplining in Puerto Rico. It's the way to go, guys. Zipline. Okay. So, but what happens if you don't have any money? And you're praying to Jesus for money, and he says, you know, not right now. All of a sudden, some people don't trust Jesus anymore. Some people say, Jesus, I'm having a problem with my health. I really have a problem with my health. Please help me here. Help me. And Jesus sometimes says, not yet. And they stop trusting. God says he doesn't want us to do that. We don't just trust Jesus because he promised to take care of us physically. We don't trust Jesus because he promised to give us enough to need, give us this day our daily bread. We don't trust Jesus because we're going to always be happy all the time, because that's coming up in heaven. That's a promise. And we don't trust Jesus just because we want to not be afraid, because we're still human. And even the Apostle Paul and all those people, they were all afraid at one time or another. But today we're learning about a woman. When Jesus heard her prayer, it knocked his sandals off. His mouth went, oh, whoa, because she had this itty-bitty little thing up here. She trusted in Jesus. Didn't matter anything else. She knew who Jesus was. And so what happened is, it didn't matter. Didn't matter how far away it looked because, hang on to that, because she knew she was going to be connected to him. In fact, the whole picture goes on. And that's what we're learning about today, how God takes this gift of faith And he says, you know, I want you to trust me and let me worry about this other stuff. If you have me, you got no worries. I'm telling you. I don't care what it looks like. I want you to trust me. And so what we're going to have is, I'm going to give this to Henry. He's a nice, reliable guy here, because in here is a little reminder of the kind of faith that God wants you to have. It doesn't look very big, but if it's connected to Jesus Christ, oh my goodness, you are in for one blessing after another. So Henry, I'm going to give this to you, and later on after church, you can give that to them, and let's fold our hands and pray, shall we? Dear Jesus, again, we thank you so much for bringing us today to hear your word. Thank you for going to a cross and dying for us there, but then coming back to life again. And thank you for giving us the faith to trust you, that you will never, ever leave us alone. In your name, amen. Now you can go back to your seats. And the visual presentation will be on that particular slide of Matthew chapter 15. I'll remind all of you then of what this is. Jesus left that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and there a Canaanite woman from the territory came and kept crying out, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. A demon is severely tormenting my daughter." He did not answer her a word. The disciples came and pleaded, "Send her away because she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came, knelt in front of him, and said, "Lord, help me." He answered her, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said. "Yet the dogs also eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, Woman, your faith is great. It will be done for you just as you desire." And her daughter was healed at that very hour. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, Son of David." She's crying out. Where have you heard this before? How about 12 disciples in a boat just the other day, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a storm? It came up and they're scared for their life because of the storm. No. They're scared for their life because they see someone walking on the water. They think it's a ghost and they're terrified and they're screaming and crying out. And Jesus says, hey, take courage. It's me. Don't be afraid. And Peter says, "Oh, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter steps out of the boat, and he walks to Jesus until he takes his eyes off of Jesus. And then he starts to sink. And as soon as he starts to sink, what does he do? He cries out, "Lord, save me." And just like that, immediately we're told the scriptures tell us immediately Jesus reached out and caught him and said, "Why'd you doubt?" And they walked back to the ship, got back to the ship, and the storm stopped. So now, pay attention. Here's a Syrophoenician woman. What is she doing? She's doing a disciple thing. She's crying out after Jesus, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." I want you to remember this. This is a phenomenal piece of God's word, once again, that he has recorded and made sure that you and I have been gathered together so we could hear what he has to say. And what does God have to say? In the scriptures, Jesus told us, "Whatever you ask, believing in me, you will receive." So the first thing is believe. This woman called him Lord, Son of David. Lord. You know what that does? That refers to the fact that she knows who he is. She knows that he is the promised Messiah who's going to take away her sins. The whole planet's full of sin of all time and eternity. That's the one. She knows about him. She trusts him. So she says, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, because the Lord, we're told in his word, listens to the cries of the brokenhearted. The Lord defends those who are defenseless. What else? Believe. Open. The Lord opened up her eyes to see this. The Lord opened up her mind and her heart to believe this. So she comes up and she says, Lord, open up. I believe you are who you say you are. I know that you are the almighty creator of heaven and earth. I know you are walking on this planet that you created in a body that you knit together in the womb of the Virgin Mary. I know all of this, Lord, and I know this, and I want you to hear me. Lord, Son of David, the one who has been promised, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. She calls him Lord. She is not the one who is controlling her life. She is not the one in charge. She is not the one calling the shots. In fact, she knew that from her whole life long. She was a Canaanite woman. What does that mean? Well, she was from an area of the country that they were living in, an area that they did not believe in the true living Lord God, although by his grace she did. She was a woman at a time when women were not given the same rights as we are here in America. She was a woman at a time when the culture said you may not go out alone during the day, and you certainly may not go out alone and approach a teacher and his confirmation class, which is what Jesus was. But we're told that she kept crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter's at home. She's being tormented by a demon. Have mercy on me. So what did the confirmation class do? What did the 12 disciples do? Did they remember how Jesus had helped them? No, they were embarrassed because this woman was making a ruckus, you know. It's kind of embarrassing to have her keep on crying out after us, and we don't, you know. So they came up to Jesus and said, Jesus, you know, Lord, send her away. She keeps crying out after us, you know. Lord, this is really embarrassing. Send her away. And Jesus says, you know, I wasn't sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. The primary thing, I came from the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what does this woman do who has been running to catch up to Jesus? What does she do? She stands in front of him, drops to her knees. He can't go forward anymore. She says, Lord, have mercy. And she lets it up to him to figure out how best to do that. Notice what she is praying for. Maybe you grew up thinking, well, she asked to have her daughter healed. You don't find that at all in the Bible. She says, Lord, have mercy. She points out the problem. My daughter is being tormented by a demon from the depths of hell itself. And when confronted with one-on-one time that she made between herself and her Savior, she just says, Lord, have mercy. Jesus loves those kind of prayers. But it gets better because Jesus knew what he's going to do. He knew about this woman's faith, but the disciples, you know, his confirmation class was a little bit slow on the uptake, like us as his confirmation class. And so he wanted to expose this woman's faith so his disciples could see that she has all of him. So he says to the woman,
You know, it's not right to take the kids' food from the table and give it to their puppies. It's just not right. And what does she do? She does not argue. She does not complain. She does not whine. She does not say, "Oh, you're calling me a bad name," and walk away. No, she says, "You're absolutely right, Lord. I've been in Pastor Tolbert's household, and their little dog, Chloe, loves to hang around where Pastor Tolbert eats because crumbs fall from his table, and she gobbles them up." And Jesus is blown away. And he says, "Woman, your faith is great." The word for great means it's big, it's wide, it's strong, it's really deep. Your desire has been granted. Lord, when we come to our Lord, he delights in answering us. And this woman knew this. This woman knew enough about the scriptures to know that the one that she was talking to was not only the son of David on the mission to rescue her, but this was the one who was actually going to complete the job. He was going to live and die in her place and rescue her for heaven. And so what happens? She comes up to him and she says, "I know who you are. I see the whole picture. I know your incredible love for people. I know you don't look at me as a Canaanite woman who's kind of on the outside. You look at me as a dear child, a daughter of the King. And you can't wait to answer my request. I know this because I know the scriptures. I know this because you don't lie. And so I'm not going anywhere. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." And Jesus says, loud enough so his disciples can hear, "Woman, great is your faith. It's done." Just like that. He didn't do a special dance. Didn't send home some special water to sprinkle on anybody. The Almighty Lord God of heaven and earth, who controls all of nature and the demons of hell, just said, "It's done. What you desire is done," without even saying a word. That should remind you of something. Oh, that's right, that miracle of where they're terrified in that boat on the storm and they cried out. They didn't even ask for the storm to stop. What happened? Jesus got in the boat. He just stopped it. All these people are hungry and they really want to be fed and they don't know what to do. And they're all in a turmoil because there's not enough bucks. Lord, we can't, there's not enough money to do this job that you want us to do. And without asking, he multiplies enough food for everybody. Do you see what Jesus does? God in the flesh loves us. He wants to bless us. He has demonstrated his love for us by going to a cross, dying in our place, coming back to life again. And he says, "You know, if God gave you all of that heaven and forgave all of your sins, you don't think, I'm thinking he's going to take care of your day-to-day needs. So come to him," he says. "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened. Come if you're like this woman and you feel like your prayers have not been heard. Come. Come and remember who I am. Get the whole picture. And keep on hanging on to me because I will never, ever let you down. I have over 6,000 years of promises written down in my word. You can check them out for yourself. You will see that I am a man of my word," says Jesus. And this woman went home and she found that her daughter had been healed. What an incredible, incredible blessing our gift of faith is. In case you're wondering, this is one of the things that helped Luther understand what prayer is. It's not a ritual that gets God to jump through your hoops. It's what happens when you come to God in worship and you realize who he is. And you just lay out the problem as you see it, and you step back, and you fall to your knees, and you say, "Lord, have mercy." And he says, "Done." In his name, so let us live this week. Amen.
And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.